Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Doreen Zurrell, the co-chair at the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society, and Lee Bruce, the fundraising officer at the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society. Ladies, thank you for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for chatting to me. I was thinking that you must have been through a very challenging 6-7 months, what with lockdown. How have you managed to operate during this period? And tell us of some of the activities or successes that perhaps you've had. And to anyone of you in particular, I don't know who's best equipped to answer that question.
I think Lee is our fundraising officer. She's best equipped to deal with that.
Go for it, Lee.
Okay, so it has been a challenging 6 months, but thanks to an incredibly generous community, we've actually managed to make a difference to the community, a significant difference to members of the community who have been in isolation, in lockdown, alone, lonely, scared. The community's really come to the party in terms of supporting us and enabling us to provide basic necessities for people we usually did, or in normal times came to our clothing depot to get gently worn clothing and have lunches, that kind of thing. During this time, we've had to go to them. So we've had to reach out to them. And because of a very kind community, we've been able to put together clothing packs in winter. We were able to put together new pajamas, underwear, scarves, spencers, jerseys, blankets, vests, slippers, provide clothing vouchers to adults and children in the community in need. So yes, while it's been challenging, it's also been incredibly rewarding. Because
did you worry for your own safety, going to these homes during what was a very overwhelming period, at least initially in the initial stages?
You know, Simon, our offices have been closed since lockdown because they are on the grounds of Sandringham Gardens. So our offices are closed, the clothing depot's closed, the lunch club we run has been closed. We haven't been to the premises. We've got a lot of volunteers. A lot of us are storing things in our own homes. The parcels and that we've put together have been distributed by social workers, largely.
Okay. All right. No, I was just thinking, to put yourself in harm's way is one hell of a ask. Perhaps a silly question, I'm not sure, but is this a very different need from the regular need that you would be experiencing? Did COVID change the very nature of the requirements?
No, I don't think it's changed the nature of the requirements. They've just become more enlarged. We have many more people now needing our assistance. We still are trying to help our regular clients that come to the depot, which I would say the majority of them are the residents of all the homes around us, the Sandringham Gardens, our parents' home, the Lodge, the Square, Selwyn Siegel, etc., Yale, a lot of institutions that we normally help that have not been allowed to come to visit us as we are not on the premises. Actually, even before lockdown, we were locked down. And because of this, we've had to become very inventive. And thanks to our fantastic, driven fundraising officer, Lee, we've managed to do, I think, quite a good job, thanks to the generosity of our wonderful community as well.
So, Lee, how have you managed to reach the community? Because one thing that becomes apparent to me reading the local press and communal press is that the Jewish Women's Benevolent Fund is very much a social, interactive kind of organization. It is about the meetings and the greetings. And how have you managed to operate in lockdown conditions in terms of obtaining the donations and the like?
Well, social media is quite an incredible thing, Simon. We've been able to reach out through social media. A lot of our work's been done on Facebook, online, keeping in touch with our database through regular emails, telephone calls. We've got a wonderful group of volunteers. We've all worked very well together. And while it hasn't been that we've been with people, or they've come into the depot, or to buy books, or whatever it is, or our L'chaim wine, we have maintained contact through on the telephone, on Facebook, that kind of thing. No, it's different.
Have you experienced donor fatigue? Has that been a reality that you've had to deal with given the immense need and the demands made by so many different organizations during this time?
You know, I have to say, and I'm so happy to say that, no, we anticipated it even before we started our benevolent care initiative. We thought, how are we going to do this? But the community has been overwhelmingly generous. And
that's remarkable.
We've been bowled over by it, actually. You know, we've had, since the start, since March, our fundraising has been continuous. We've done various appeals. We had an appeal in August, for example, for Women's Month, whereby everybody who gave a donation went into a draw. It didn't matter if the donation was 10 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever it was, everybody went into the draw. And people seemed to really enjoy it and participated. I can't tell you exactly how many people donated, but I can tell you we raised a significant amount of money. So,
awesome.
No,
awesome,
we haven't experienced donor fatigue, and I'm hoping we're not going to.
So let's stick on that particular topic and tell me, what is the Hanukkah Phantom Ball?
Well, okay, I'm going to let Doreen tell you.
Thank you. The Hanukkah Phantom Ball is a phantom ball, so there's no need to dress up at all for our ball. All you need to do is to donate whichever amount you choose to donate. Every donation given, the names will be entered into a draw for one of our fantastic prizes, of which we have 8 for each night of Hanukkah. The first prize is a 2-night stay for 2 people at the magnificent, luxurious Tinswalu Lapalala. It's worth 20,000 rand, and we thank them most graciously for their donation. All meals, 2 game drives a day are included, and kosher can be arranged on request. The other great prizes include a 5,000 rand voucher from the ice store, 5,000 rand voucher from spa, some luggage worth 3,000 rand, jewelries, watches, and so on. So please, people, any amount would go to helping greatly in financing our summer packs, which we are busy with now, which go to the recipients, and each pack will contain new pajamas or a nightie, vests, underwear, beautiful light track suits, which for this weather is just perfect because they're waterproof as well, blouses for the ladies, T-shirts and shirts for the men, and so on. They are all new clothing, as we cannot access our depot, even though it is bursting at the seams. But our clients cannot come to us, and we cannot, unfortunately, go to them, as all our premises are still closed, including our bridal gemach, by the way, which we do run. But we're trying to organize something in the near future that we will be allowed to access it with our brides.
So, Doreen, most importantly, where does one buy tickets to this Phantom Ball, and how?
Lee?
Okay, so we're not selling tickets per se, but we are asking people to make donations.
Okay.
Any donation. It's completely open-ended, and we would be grateful for every donation received. Every single donor will go into the draw, which will be run by our auditors. They will do the draw for us. It's on the 21st of December. The entries close on the 18th of December. So anyone who's made a donation to our Hanukkah appeal or our Phantom Ball Gala will go into that draw. Donations can be made via our website.
And Lee, where does one do that? How does one actually physically do that?
Okay, so one would need to go onto our website, which is www.jwbs.co.za. Or I can give you our banking details.
No, that'll be too difficult, and I doubt that anybody would write them down. But I think what you said is crucial. The site to go to would be www.jwbs.co.za. Any donation will do, and you will be in line to win some of those remarkable prizes, including that incredible prize of Tinswalo in, where did you say, Lapalala? They're quite something. Every single one of their locations in South Africa just takes it to another level. So there you go. What an opportunity. Ladies, incredible work you're doing. Thank you so very much. And I just hope that you are recognized for the incredible work that you do and that the money comes rolling in.
Thank you very much.